Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you. Amen. Today, this is Bible study day. Amen. And we know what that entails. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We need our pens and our papers. Amen. We need to get, amen, them situated. Amen. So that we can hear a word from the Lord. And you know, we're in Mr. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. Amen. Praise God. But God got a word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And as he speaks, amen, a word in season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's letting the body know, amen, that we are in the last days and he's soon to come. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. Amen. And I want to know, amen, I want to ask a question. Are there anybody, amen, that needs, amen, to be restored, that needs to turn back to that first love? Amen. Let me pray for them right now. Let me call upon, amen, the God that I know that can do everything but fail, the God that I know that answers prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We may not understand, hallelujah, a lot of people going around making gods, gods out of this and gods out of that, but there ain't but one God. One faith, one hope, and one baptism. And I praise God today, and I give God the glory. Father, I ask that you would move by your spirit. Stir up the gifts on the inside, amen, and bring your people to the fullness of you, that holiness without, no man shall see the King. Lord, as I pray for them, I ask you to touch their lives. Lord, bring in a regeneration. Thank you, Jesus. Bring in a revival in the name of Jesus so that they might know that, God, you're still on the throne, that, God, you rule and reign over everything and everybody. Hallelujah. And as I witness, amen, to the truth, amen, I thank you, Jesus. I bind up Lucifer and his works today in Jesus' name. And I pray that there will be a divine intervention for your people. Oh, Father, I'm asking you to move by your spirit and touch lives. Hallelujah. And let them know that, God, hallelujah, you sit high, but you look down low. I bind up age, hallelujah, amen, all manner of sickness and venereal diseases, cancer and sugar, heart problems, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all manner of kidney problems, all manner of conditions, amen, that are not conducive to the will of God. For the Bible said Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon, hallelujah, him, and by his stripes we are healed. So I speak healing to the body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak total deliverance, hallelujah, that only God can give in Jesus' name. And I'm asking God to move upon the Bible study today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, God, touch right now. Let them know that, God, God, we're in the last days. And you're soon to come. And you want a church that don't have a spot or blemish. In Jesus' name. Oh, I give you glory today. You can't even all shout that above fire. In the name of Jesus, that I praise and bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this, saints.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like him. Oh,
Also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have your grape juice, you may take it now. Amen. I want you to listen to this. Praise God. We need to give Jesus a try. Amen. If you have your pens and paper ready, amen, I'm ready to get into study. This is end time, amen, prophecy, and it's the revelation, amen, of what's getting ready to occur, what is already happening, and what is getting ready to occur in the earth realm concerning the people that are in the world, not only God's people, but the people that are in the world, period, amen. They got to see the effects of much devastation, amen, in the soon coming years. It's not too far from here, amen. Famine is going to get worse. People are going to still lose jobs, amen. The economy is not going to get any better, amen. I don't care who holds office, amen. And we cannot point a finger at anybody that's in office, even as far as today. Amen. But we need to understand that if we truly say we are Christians and are of the body of Christ, we don't fight the very thing, amen, that God has allowed and appointed to be in office, be it Barack Obama, be it anybody else that holds the office, amen, because I'm not colorblind. When Bush was in office, I supported him. Now that Barack is in office, I support him. He needs our help. Israel needs to understand to the completion, amen, of the will of God. And in order for us to help Israel, amen, we as the body of Christ, Christians that are over in America, need to understand that to support Israel, we need to get to this president, Barack Obama, and let him know that Israel literally need our help. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So in the Old Testament, we always have read about falling nations, nations that have literally failed. Amen. And their governments. Amen. The Rome, Babylon, the Syrians, the Medes and Persians. Amen. And all of these other nations. Amen. That were in position, that had high office, and God allowed them to have these offices, amen, but they literally fell because they did not serve God. They were very corrupt. They had their own gods, Dagon and Melquot and all of these different gods that they would worship, amen, the sun goddess, the moon goddess, the fertility goddess, and all of these different idols that they would worship, amen, and they did not have anything of God, amen, in them, because they was not, amen, born of the righteous seeds, amen. They come from Satan. They serve Satan. They worship Satan and his wickedness. And I hate that old dirty, no good thing, because he's evil. So all of the other nations have failed, amen. And even now today, if you look at the nations, amen, the nations are up under a failed system, and that failed system is coming from Satan. So God had to send his son Jesus not only to redeem us, amen, but to redeem our birthrights back, redeem our inheritance right back, amen, and to let us know that I don't care what Satan does, he will not get the victory. At the beginning of creation, he tried to form a one-world government. I told you about that, and I told you how he had tried to establish it through Cain and his seeds. Amen. Because Cain and his seeds belong to Satan. So we hear about how Israel, amen, had rebelled against God, and the nations, amen, failing. Amen. So because of this here, God loved Israel so much, as much as, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he literally loved Israel, that until he just literally came in, amen, and began to help Israel, and he's been helping Israel. Israel, amen, at the end time, amen, which we are in now, amen, the Jewish people are coming from all nations where they had been scattered, amen. Africa, Russia, over in England, amen, over in Rome, amen, various other countries and nations. The Jewish nations are beginning to go back home, amen, to Jerusalem, to Israel, amen, where, amen, God had said they would do, amen, in the Bible. Amen. Corruption is always found in the government, amen. I don't care what nobody say, there is no perfect government, amen. And America, amen, has proven to have corruption in the past, amen. And it's been on national TV, so we know that there is an issue even in America. And what has done, what they have literally done, they have turned away from God, amen, and allowed Satan to come in and begin to do all kind of wickedness and bring all kind of wicked devices into America to defile it, amen, and to keep it in a corrupt state. That's what makes a fallen system. That's what makes a fallen government. When there's corruption, when every kind of demon that come into America, amen, it cannot help but fail. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And this has been Satan's way to try to destroy God's people and his government. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is rebellion on Satan's part. He wants to form a one-world government with his seeds. Amen. From, like I said, from the beginning, amen, at God, at the Garden of Eden, amen. But it's a failed system. Anything that's unrighteousness cannot be a benefit nobody, amen. It's a failed system. Because of the evil of Satan, God had to redeem his people who were, and amen, and had become privy to Satan's evil trap. The abuse of power in America is one of Satan's traps. Amen. We as the body of Christ need to understand that the apocalypse has to start and because of this wickedness, and three of the seals have been broken, and I have spoken to you about this here. The Antichrist will come in essence, to tell the people through deception that he has a way of solving world issues. What does the Antichrist mean? The Antichrist means those who oppose Jesus Christ and his government. Amen. Those are Antichrists. Amen. Well, there are going to be two Antichrists on the scene. And what I told you, one of the things that the last Antichrist is going to do, he's going to form a system just like Joseph did with Pharaoh. Amen, back in Pharaoh and Joseph's time. Amen, and you can read upon that in the Old Testament. Amen, and when he established this system, the people are going to think that he's highly intelligent and he can solve all dark sins and problems and issues of the world. But it's just something that he done picked up and learned from the Bible, because he is a mixed origin. Amen. He has the Jewish bloodline in him, as well as the Iranians or the Muslims' blood, because he comes from Ishmael, amen, seed, amen, his grandchildren, amen. So he's going to be doubly with the bloodline, amen, and people are going to accept him because he comes from the bloodline. And I'll go into details literally about that. Amen. The effect of the world economy is one issue. Destroying Christianity in America is going to be another issue that this Antichrist is going to do. Bring in false religion, which is Muslim. That's what they're going to literally try to do, establish in America. Amen. And literally cut out Christianity. We're not going to be able to pray. We're not going to be able to do the things that we want to do. Amen. And what the Muslims are trying to do, they're trying to get into the government, into the Senate, into the various areas of government so that they can start enacting out the things that the Muslims want and the Antichrist will be doing. Amen. As far as the world system is concerned. So America need to reestablish the truth and not allow these Muslims to take governmental positions. They don't need to be mayors. They don't need to be in any cabinet. They don't need to be holding any kind of position in government, because that's what the Antichrist, amen, is trying to set up, amen. Satan is literally trying to set up with the Antichrist in essence, amen. With the false religions, like I say, if you look in America today, over every state, amen, in certain cities, mosques are already being set up. Amen. These are cells that will be able to communicate and do things, amen, as far as the Antichrist is concerned. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to go back into what I had been telling you about in reference to Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 1 through 24. Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel. Amen. And this parable was to expose what the Antichrist will try to do and how many Antichrists there are and how he would go in and deceive the prime minister and his son or his grandson is going to go through the bloodline. Amen. And I told you about how we had read about wars and rumors of wars and all of the things that have literally occurred, amen, concerning this, amen. And then I began to tell you, amen, thank you, Jesus, about what God is saying about, amen, the prime minister, amen, and what will occur and who the Antichrist is. I even told you how you would find out, amen, who the Antichrist is by looking in the computer and literally, amen, finding his number, because we're going to have a number system. We're not going to be no longer under the name, wearing the name, but it's going to be a number system. Amen. And you're going to find out who the Antichrist is, where he resides, amen, and what his name is. Amen. I told you about the monetary system, whereas money will literally not have any value, any self-worth, and how people will be made to stay into their own homes and residence. Amen. And their food and everything will be rationed to them. But they will literally be it's sad. They will literally be where they will not be able to have accessibility to go out and do a lot of things. We have curfews. Amen. I'll let you know about that in my teachings and the segments that I have done. We have heard about the wars and rumors of wars, and I told you about that and how, amen, all of this has occurred, and now, amen, thank you, Jesus, there are still wars. It's about 127 wars all over the world that's taking place right now. Thank you, Jesus. And so we need to understand that this is the end times, amen, and you really need to make yourself ready. Thank you, Jesus. The first thing Satan will try to do is set up commerce and internationally, and I told you about that. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that he want to do is he want to set up the system, amen, whereas God had commissioned Ezekiel, amen, and this is what I'm going to tell you how he's going to try to do it. Ezekiel to speak a riddle or a parable to Israel concerning the two Antichrists that will come in the future and the fate, amen, of them. The first thing Satan will try to do is set up commerce internationally. Amen. I've told you about that, but I want to just refresh you. Satan wants the entire economy to be under his control. He has placed a strategic location for this operation, and it is near the Mediterranean Sea. The Mediterranean Sea, amen, has accessibility to any country in the world. Amen. You can get to the various seas to get in to the various countries, amen, by the Mediterranean Sea. So it is a good strategic location, and that's where the Antichrist would use, amen, the Mediterranean Sea. Amen. It's good for when war break loose. It's good for air travel. It's good for sea travel. It's good for, amen, thank you, Jesus, getting into the little nations and the towns and cities and stuff that are in the Middle East. So the Mediterranean Sea is there, amen, for the accessibility for the Antichrist. This sea is highly used for travel and it has great access to countries. Amen. So we know that. He will set up his throne in Jerusalem. That's where the Antichrist will set up his throne. They're over there now trying to, the Jewish nation is trying to get everything ready, amen, to build the temple, amen, for the Antichrist. They don't know that it's going to be the Antichrist temple, amen, because Jesus will not dwell in no unclean temple. When Jesus come, amen, after he done defeated the Antichrist at the Battle of Armageddon in Megiddo, amen, one of the things that the Jewish nation will do, they will build another temple, and Jesus will dwell in that temple, amen, 1,000 years. And the tribes, the 12 tribes, amen, will encamp around him. His army will camp around him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a great and reigning and conquering king we have. I'm so happy today to know him. Lebanon is situated at the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea and the western end of Asia. Amen. That's an area where the Antichrist will use, because it's right by the sea. So the Antichrist is going to use that, amen, area, amen, for commerce, amen. And he's going to also use it, amen, for the distribution center of commerce, amen, because a lot of commerce, amen, and products and produce and stuff like that is going to be literally shipped into Lebanon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's going to be distributed, or it's going to be, like I say, situated right there. It's going to be a governing body, amen, in order to tell the various nations what to distribute, amen, to the various states and towns and cities. Amen. We got to watch these things, because this thing is true. God cannot lie. That's why he sent his son Jesus. That's why he's doing everything. Amen. He can. Amen. And he's going to do everything to stop the works of Satan, because the Bible is already written that Satan will be defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said a great eagle, amen, a leader, the first Antichrist, will come into Lebanon and take up leadership there. This Antichrist, amen, the first one, is literally one is born on the sea and one is born on the land. This one, amen, will be skillful and very knowledgeable in wars, amen, and know how to fight and know how to do, amen, wickedness, amen, and just going to capture the people. Well, his seeds, amen, after 70 years, his seeds is going to come in, amen, and he's going to take over, and he's going to do worse than the first Antichrist, amen. Hallelujah. The cedar tree grew very tall in Lebanon. King David and King Solomon traded with Lebanon and sent cedar wood from Lebanon to help build the temple of God. He took his highest branch of the cedar because he overthrew all the other leaders by his way of influencing people. This Antichrist, the first one, is going to be very influential. Amen. He's going to influence a lot of people. He was experienced in wars and came from a military background. Amen. His father and him is going to do the same thing. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The first and the second Antichrist, they're going to be just alike. But the second Antichrist, amen, is going to have more power than the first. Amen. He had many young people to follow him. This is the one, the last one. He's going to have a lot of people to follow him, a lot of young people. And the young people are going to follow him because they won't know God. Then they're going to seek all kind of help. Starvation is going to increase. Slavery is going to increase. All kind of homosexual acts are going to increase. Amen. Because this Antichrist, he's not going to marry this last one, nor is he going to regard, amen, anything concerning marriage. He's not interested in it, amen, but he's interested in the resources that he gets and the power that he has, amen. And Satan is going to try to literally give him this power, amen, but I'm going to tell you, he's going to use witchcraft, amen, this Antichrist, amen, he's going to use magic, he's going to use sorcery, he's going to use all of these kinds of deception, amen, to deceive the people like they did in Pharaoh's time, Amen. It goes back to Pharaoh and Joseph. Amen. He's not Joseph, nor can he be like Joseph, but he's going to come in with deception. Amen. He's going to thank the people literally his, and he's going to lord over them, thinking he's the Lord. Amen. But he's going to deceive a lot of them, and they're going to eventually turn their backs on him. And I praise God. I hope I don't be living during that time, because I don't like, amen, his evilness. And I'm going to shout that over side. He would cause the people of the land to establish, amen, thank you, Jesus. He would cause the people of the land of Lebanon to come just literally become prosperous, amen, and they will increase, amen, and they think and they're being blessed, amen, but they're not going to be blessed because that's a deception. Being a war-stricken country, the people will welcome him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because, amen, Lebanon has suffered, amen, under the hands of Yasser Arafat, amen. Yasser Arafat came in and he tried to do what he could to benefit the land. He brought in a system with the PLO. But one of the things that happened, amen, all the other people that were around him, the nations that were around him, like Syria and all the various other nations, they would come in and they would defeat Lebanon. And Lebanon has just had a bout with Syria here not too long ago. But Yasser Arafat came in, and he tried to build up Lebanon and do the things that he could to make Lebanon a better country, but he was not able to do it, amen, in that essence, because sin can't make things benefit. It can only make things worse. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This Antichrist, amen, thank you, Jesus. Is literally of a mixed origin. Since Lebanon is an Arab country, the Arabs will accept him because of him being an Arab, amen, descent, amen. He's also an Arab descent, amen, Jewish descent, got Iranian in him, all of these various other kin folks and relatives, because all of them over there come from the same bloodline. They just got various titles and various names. He is of mixed origin, and this will enable both the first and the second Antichrist or eagle, whatever you want to call him, prime minister, to go into Jerusalem freely and win the hearts of the prime minister or president during that time. Ishmael descendants and Isaac's grandchildren, I spoke to you about that, could have been married, and through birthrights, they were able to claim both ancestors' rights to be king or leader or prime minister, amen, during this time. The 12 tribes, the tribe of Dan, amen, migrated to Lebanon and could have married an Arab, amen, because this last Antichrist, amen, and the first one too have the bloodline, amen, like I say, and it's going to come from Isaac's seed, amen, and Ishmael's seed, amen. And the tribe of Dan was literally made extinct because they could not go in and possess their land. And so it was literally made distinct, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So we need to look at these issues, and I will go back and go into further detail the next time we get together. May God bless you and have a great day. Amen.